This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back. It is our 9 o'clock hour, and it is a great honor to have on our show the newest Philly and the richest new Philly. And he is here, and the whole city is just thrilled by it. Trey Turner is on the line with us right now. Hi, Trey. Thank you for coming on with us.
Yeah, how are we doing, guys?
Hey, Trey, we were just wondering, Flemington, I know your wife comes from there. Is it worth taking less money to live near Flemington, New Jersey?
Yeah, we decided that. I think that was a factor, definitely. And moving there, living there, and being closer to family. So, obviously, we're going to, try to find a home we love and an area we love, but we have to do our homework there, but I think being close to family was important for us, and it was something we were excited about to share with those moments and memories with those people that we love.
Hey, Trey, what's it like to sign a $300 million contract?
It's weird. It's really weird. I never thought I'd get to anything like that in my career. I always played just because I love the game, and early on, my agents would tell me, this is what you could make, this and that. And, just hearing numbers like that's ridiculous. So I just try to keep my head down, try to, play as well as I can and let that side take care of it and just have some fun along the way.
Hey, when you were a kid, you have this running ability that is elite. You're in the top one percentile in the world. Did you know right away, were you a little kid and just running faster than your friends? Or when did that first show itself?
Yeah, so I was pretty quick when I was a kid, but then, and getting into high school, a lot of kids started growing a lot faster than me, got a lot stronger than me quicker, and I was kind of a late bloomer, so I was kind of behind the curve in high school. And then towards the end of high school, maybe senior year into freshman year of college, I kind of had my growth spurt and put some weight on and got stronger and kind of gained a lot of speed, and that's kind of when I knew that it was for real. But at times in my life, I was definitely not the fastest, and I was trying to keep up with other guys, but always worked on it when I was a kid, and still work on it now, so hopefully it stays around for a long time.
When you're a little kid, what was your goal? How old were you when you started to say to yourself, you know what, I might be able to play professionally?
People ask me this all the time. I mean, I wanted to be a professional baseball player when I was like 4 years old.
Wow.
My mom saved all the little cards that I wrote those down on in school and whatnot. So there's proof to that. But probably didn't know that I had a real shot at playing professional baseball maybe until, sometime in college. I got drafted out of high school and whatnot, but I didn't know how real that was. And then when I got to college, I kind of, could play with those guys and started to get some of the scouts to start looking at me and whatnot. And that's kind of when I felt like I had a real chance. I just got to keep working.
Hey, Trey, listening to you yesterday, it's clear that money aside, winning is like the ultimate priority for you. What was it like to win a championship in D.C.?
It was unbelievable. I mean, you play so many games for so long, and only one team gets to hold that trophy up, and it's really, really hard to do. And, I think just looking back, you feel fortunate. And I think, Philly fans and the guys last year obviously know that. They played so well and did so well and just ultimately just came up just short of, that goal. So it obviously hurts when you lose, but when you win, it just makes everything that much better. So looking back, those are some of the best memories, in my career, is just playing with those guys, winning that championship. And when you do those things, you form bonds that last, a lifetime with those players. So I know that's what we're trying to do here, and that's what I want to be a part of.
Hey, Trey, last year you were on statistically the best team in baseball with the Dodgers. They won 111 games. Do you think if the Dodgers kept going and won it all, that you would be here?
Oh, I have no idea. I'm a focus one day at a time kind of guy. I'm worried about, you know, what's in front of me right now. I'm bad at doing all those predictions. You know, for me, I think what's important and what's important in the process of like free agency is you got to control what you can control. I can't control, you know, what teams necessarily want me or show interest in me. I can control who I like and how I feel about teams and have those conversations with my wife. And, you know, Philly presented themselves early on in the process, and we did all our homework we could, and it felt like the right fit for us. So I don't know about that, but like I said, I'm just happy about the decision we made and where we're at now.
Here's why I asked it, because the atmosphere in the playoffs in Philly became almost like a way to bring players here. They saw the atmosphere. They loved it so much, which, frankly, we were even surprised the Phillies took that run that they did. And when you saw what the fans were like, right up to and including the World Series, that was a selling point, wasn't it, for you?
Yeah, it was electric. You know, I remember watching the World Series in 2009, I believe, right?
Eight
against the Yankees. And how good of a team you have. But, you know, when you're a younger kid, you don't, you know, think about perspective like that. So I know it's a sports town. I know that the team has been good in the past and they can be good again. Obviously, they're showing that right now. But when I played early in my career, you know, you didn't really see things like that. And then when, you know, they make the run they make last year and you're watching on TV and you can hear it, you can see it, you can see how much fun the guys are having in the dugout and how they're playing. I mean, that's definitely a selling point. It kind of added a different element to it that I didn't necessarily realize beforehand. So it was pretty cool to see, and hopefully we get that thing rolling again and push it over the top.
Trey, we had an internet poll earlier in the show, and we asked what fans thought was the number one reason you picked us. And money was a little bit of a factor. Your wife was a factor. But what came out number one was Bryce Harper, because Bryce has had a way of wooing other former teammates here. How involved was he in your process of making this decision?
Yeah, he was pretty involved. He texted me early on and answered some of the questions of mine about the lifestyle and living there and coaches and staff and all that. And so we talked a little bit early on, and then I know my wife was in contact with his wife, doing the same thing, kind of asking her questions. And you know, he was a big factor. And then I think the coolest part about it is when I did sign, within, I don't know, 5 minutes maybe, the first phone call I got was from him. And he called me and just, you know, was so excited. And him and Kayla were so happy that we were coming and jumping on board. So I thought that was really cool. And, you know, I think he was definitely, you know, a big factor in why we want to be there and why we expect to win this.
Hey, Trey, during the process, did you get to talk at all to the owner, John Middleton?
Not as much. I've heard good things about him going up to it. I had seen him in the playoffs, you know, talking to Bryce. I did my homework. I knew who he was. I didn't necessarily get a chance to talk to him right away. Talked to Dave, Sam, and Rob. They're the three that kind of came down and met me at my house, so I got a chance to meet them, and then I got a chance to meet John 2 days ago on Wednesday, and he was nice as can be, awesome, very thankful and appreciative, and you know, you don't always see that in ownership. You know, I think a lot of the good franchises have that, but you don't always see an owner that's that involved and that appreciative of players, and I think that's really cool, and that speaks volumes of him. And like I said, you saw that in the playoffs last year, and then to meet him in person, it rings true. So it was nice to meet him, and I'm glad he got a chance to meet me and my family, and it was a lot of fun.
Trey, a lot of teams wanted you. What was the process like? Did you enjoy it?
No, absolutely not. It was tough. As tough really? As you play. Yeah, well, you play hypothetical. I mean, everyone just sees the money, and it's like, oh, that's easy. I could go live anywhere for that and whatnot. But then when you have, you know, put money aside because you assume, you know, all the money's kind of the same, right? And then you got to really decide. You got to pick, you know, who you think's the best situation. And you're basically saying no to probably another decent franchise, another good franchise. And just that back and forth of, you know, I want to make the right decision. It's a long time. It's, you know, my family. It's just a lot of factors. And for me, I'm always just been, I want to play baseball and have fun. So, the business side of it isn't always fun, but, I tried finding all the information so that I could feel most comfortable with whatever decision I made. And, like I keep talking about, all those things kind of pointed us here to Philly. So, we're super happy and whatnot, but the process as a whole is tough, at least for me. I don't know. Maybe other guys enjoy it, but I didn't love it.
Well, we're thrilled the way it came out, Trey. And I got to tell you, if you heard that noise during the playoffs, wait till they introduce you on opening day. It's going to be phenomenal. Yeah. This city is over the moon happy that you're going to be playing here for the next 11 years. It's great. Thank you.